Time to say hello to some more people now, including Doc, who's in Ballybrack and tuned in tonight. How you doing, Doc? Hi as well to Sarah O'Connor, who's heading to the Climax Presents Club Educate event in Athlone this Sunday. I'll have details on that a little bit later on, well, very soon in fact, and some tickets to give away. Hi to Sophia and Emma, the girlos who are causing trouble all week long. Shame on you, ladies. My God, I'm absolutely horrified by your behaviour. Hi to CJ, who's contemplating sauna or chipper tonight. Hi as well to Maria Shine, also to Miranda, who's in Shankill, Katie, who's in Trim, and to Adam, who's tuned in as well. Now, a competition I need to tell you about. You haven't got much time because this closes tomorrow. You've probably heard us going on about it quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. Well, Spin 103.8, which as you know is the Most Music station, have hooked up with Professor Green for a very exclusive opportunity. Basically, we want you to remix Professor Green's latest track, which is called Remedy. All you have to do is download the parts if you're a budding producer at spin1038.com/yourspin and basically show us what you can do as a producer. Impress Professor Green and you could win a trip to London to see him play in Hyde Park with Nicki Minaj and Drake. And of course, it is only on the Most Music station, Spin 103.8. So that address again, spin1038.com/yourspin. And you could be the lucky one going along to see Professor Green and Drake and Nicki Minaj. And of course, even if you don't win, you can also always say that you remixed Professor Green. What a privilege, what an honour, and what an unusual opportunity. I would say if you're a budding producer, avail of it immediately. In the meantime, music-wise, speaking of an Irish producer who is availing of his considerable talent, he's a guy with a background in hip-hop, and he's turned his hand and his ear to dance music recently with, well, some startlingly delicious results. The man in question is Jackknife J, and this is his remix of Young Wonder. It's called Tumbling Backwards on Club Educate.
It's a good song, Brian. I have to say, it's a good song.
Tis indeed a very good song, and speaking of which, Professor Green Remedy's song, very good song. It was number one on the Zoo Crew Hot 30.
For quite some time. And there are Professor Green fans listening right now at spin1038.com. Hello to you. We spoke to him earlier on and we started the conversation by saying, hello, Professor Green. How are you?
I'm good, man. You well?
You know, we're not so bad. The last time we spoke to you, Mr. Professor Green, sir, you were standing in your kitchen looking out your window, mixing two packets of Coke and noodles together. May we ask again, what are you doing at this moment?
Right now, I am walking down the road on my way to do a little bit of food shopping. Nothing too glamorous.
My God, you lead the rock star lifestyle.
I'm not living up to this rock star thing, am I?
Holy God, what shop is your preferred shop of choice?
Right now, it's going to have to be Waitrose. I just went into Tesco's. Maybe I don't have any tuna steak, so I've got a long walk ahead of me.
God's
sake.
Stuff.
Dreadful.
And do people stop you on
terrible.
The street, Professor Green, and say, hello, are you Professor Green? May we have a photograph and possibly an autograph? Does that happen often, or do you go incognito?
Yeah, that happens. I don't wear any disguises with my neck. It's a bit of a dead giveaway. So, but I've got a good excuse to say no, so I'm on the phone to you lot, and it'd be rude to stop and to interrupt our interview, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I think you're a bit of a multitasker. I think you're probably taking pictures right now as you speak to us. So, festival season is in full swing. You've been doing lots of gigs all around the UK and Europe. Busy man.
Yeah, it's been I just had one of the toughest weekends I've had gig-wise, to be honest. They were amazing gigs, but the itinerary meant there wasn't much time for sleep.
Oh no.
I had the Isle of Wight Saturday night, got back from that about 5:30 in the morning, had to be on site at the Hackney weekend, the Radio 1 thing for 10 o'clock, and then I had BCM in Mallorca at 3 a.m. yesterday morning.
Whoa.
Wait, so you fly to Mallorca for a couple of hours and then come back?
Yep.
My goodness, and nobody does your food shopping while you're waiting?
Unfortunately not.
Well, you saw what happened to Adam Clayton from U2 when he left someone to do his food shopping.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. Well, in the weeks that have passed by, we've put out Remedy for our listeners to go off and remix. We set the challenge to try and make the song as good, if not better, than your original. What do you reckon to the tracks that you got to listen to?
I reckon they were quite cool. The one that I chose was the kind of housey pop sounding remix, which is, to be honest, a bit of a pet hate of mine, but I actually quite liked it. And I think the thing is, we had a really good remix package. Yeah. We already had the kind of dirty tracks done. You know, we had the Wilkinson kind of euphoric drum and bass remix. We had the really, really dirty Ills remix. So it was nice to hear something quite quite uplifting.
This was open to everybody at spin1038.com/yourspin, and honestly it was quite cool to see the amount of entries we did get.
Yeah, do you know what, I was just really impressed with the standard of the music I was hearing as well. I was a little bit dubious at first. It's always a scary thing having someone play with your work.
Well, it's good to see like young people or anyone that, you know, having an interest in music production, you know. Were you surprised by some of the entries? Or were they a little bit like, oh God, what is this?
No, that didn't happen. I don't know if you lot screened them first and you only sent me the good ones, but there's quite a number of good ones. So it wasn't that easy to pick the winner.
Well, now the Swedish House Mafia are giving up, there's a gap in the market for someone to take over from them. The prize is to go across to the Wireless Festival where you... going to be performing, get to meet you, of course, accommodation over there. So drum roll please, we're going to announce the winner of the Professor Green Remedy remix track, and it is
Rob Larkin.
Spin Party on Spin 103.8 with Swedish House Mafia, Miami to Ibiza. And we have more from the Swedes coming up in hour number two of Spin Party tonight. But now we are going to play the winner of Your Spin's remix competition, your chance to remix Professor Green's track Remedy. And the winner of that was Rob Larkin. Check it out. This is Spin Party on Spin 103.8. $0.50 on the way.
Spin 103.8 is always first for the biggest prizes. We've teamed up with this year's hottest band, Fun, for a very exclusive competition. We want you to design a t-shirt for Fun. Make it a good one, good enough to impress the band, because they'll be picking the winner. We'll print up the winning design, and you'll present it to the band at their sold-out gig at the Olympia. Head to yourspin.ie for all the details. Exclusively on the Most Music Station. Spin 103.8.
Brand new Pitbull, Don't Stop the Party on Spin 103.8, and we are running a really cool competition at the moment. We want you to design a t-shirt for the band Fun. Now the lads themselves are going to pick out the winning design, and then you get to present it to them at their sold out gig at the Olympia next Saturday. The competition closes on Tuesday, so don't just think about it. Go do it now. Spin1038.com/yourspin.
Spin 103.8, this is the Zoo Crew. It's Brian and Dara here with Jack and Andrew from Fun. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey! Round of applause again.
Yeah.
Can't get enough round of applause. So, you are here because, one, you're performing in the Academy tomorrow night, and two, because on Spin we have been given our listeners and Fun fans the huge opportunity to design a t-shirt for you guys, and you have chosen the actual winner. What did you think of the level of entries that came in?
Well, I think it's an incredible contest to begin with, and this is why this station is so cool, because most of the time it's like, you know, like, go play basketball, or go do this, or go have drinks with Fun, but this is a contest that involves a really awesome artistic element, and the more we can inspire...
We make them work.
Yeah, it's really cool. I would say it's pretty much the coolest radio contest that we've been a part of.
Brian, remember that. Just saying.
Cool. We came up with that idea.
Yeah, totally.
I created a t-shirt which didn't win.
Did you put one in?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
You have it here?
It's on the web, but I know that it hasn't won already because we're going to announce the winner right now.
It wouldn't be fair if you won.
Yeah, how could you win your own contest?
Yeah, that's messed up, man.
A fake name because it's a cool t-shirt, and I thought it was pretty cool.
He also entered the Professor Green remix competition we did a while ago as well. You can't. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please.
Emma Blake,
and the winner is
Emma Blake.
Fun have chosen your t-shirt, and you're going to hang out with the band tomorrow night in the Academy. Maybe you'll wear the t-shirt, maybe you'll model the t-shirt, maybe if Emma's lucky you'll take photographs with her.
I'd like to take a picture with Emma holding the shirt, the artist.
We can do that
right there.
She's also going to get to stay in the Beacon Hotel and get a limo to and from the gig. Pretty pimp.
Whoa. That's nicer than we got.
That's definitely nicer than we got. So you're playing in the Academy in Dublin, your first show in Ireland tomorrow night. It's a really, really great venue to play.
Well, the biggest thing we look forward to is playing in a place that is inspiring to us that we've never gotten to play in before. Irish music. Like, I don't know, you guys know the song Carry on our new album, but that's got some real Irish elements in it, and there's it creeps up in a lot of other songs too. So to be in the country that inspires us is totally rare, because we go all over the world and it's like, oh, this is cool, but there's only so many places that actually inspire our music. So this show tomorrow and being in Dublin actually means more to us than I think most people are going to even understand.
So that's Fun in the Academy tomorrow night. Unfortunately, it's completely sold out, Brian.
We'll be back again and again.
Again and again.
We already can tell we love it here after about an hour.
Great. Yeah. Well,
you can tell a lot about a city by the ferry that takes you there.
Yeah.
The odors on it. Right, awesome. Thank you, Fun, for coming to the studio tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Congratulations, Emma.
Thanks, Emma.
Initiating launch sequence.
They're back. The most sought after prize Spin has ever given away. Better than anything One Direction related.
We're One Direction.
So, here it is.
Aw, how are you, boys?
And now, you can make them better than ever. How Are You Boys 2.0.
We want you to design the next How Are You Boys hoodies with your spin.
Log on to spin1038.com, download the work parts, and upload your design.
Only the best will win.
The winning hoodie will be created and given away exclusively on the Zoo Crew Hot 30 with Brian and Dara.
How Are You Boys 2.0.
Spin 1038.
All right, now that that song is over, it's back to the boys in studio.
Oh, hey.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, I Need Your Love, 21 on the Zoo Crew Hot 30, Brian and Dara on Spin 103.8. Brian, a lot of celebrities on this show because it's a big show. We've had people like Ed Sheeran on the show, haven't we?
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran and you're listening to the Zoo Crew with Brian and Dara on Spin 103.8.
And we got him to do this.
How are you, boys?
Remember?
Word on the street is he says that to everybody he meets now.
We've had Danny from The Script here.
How are you, boys? This is Danny from The Script here, listening to Brian and Dara on the Zoo Crew Hot 30 on Spin 103.8.
It was the best thing Brezzy's ever heard.
Hi, this is... How are you, boys? I just want to say that again.
How are you, boys?
Say hello, boys.
Hi, this is Brezzy, and you're listening to Brian and Dara on the Zoo Crew on Spin 103.8.
How are you, boys?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
how are you, boys?
2.0.
Oh, God, this is exciting. You know, we've known about this now for a couple of weeks, and we've been frothing at the mouth.
We've said nothing. We've talked about it a little bit online. How Are You Boys 2.0 is coming. We gave away these hoodies last year. All we did was ring your phone and you answered saying, How Are You Boys? And you got a Zoo Crew How Are You Boys hoodie. That was the only way to get them. You couldn't buy them. You can't buy them. There were only about 50 of them, I think, that we made.
No.
And they're all gone. They've been gone for a number of months.
The tables have now turned.
It was very exciting because we've got the nod from the big company to get new hoodies. How Are You Boys 2.0. We want to make them a little bit better than the last ones.
They said they'll probably print in and around 1,000 hoodies for us to give away. But we want your help to design the new hoodie.
This is definitely the best prize we've ever given away on Spin, ahead of any of that One Direction or Justin Bieber nonsense.
Sure, Niall's a big fan of the How Are You Boys, isn't he?
Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Niall from One Direction on Spin 103.8.
How are you, boys?
Big fan.
So if you go to spin1038.com right now and you can click on the How You Boys 2.0 thing on the homepage, we want you to design the next How You Boys hoodies with your spin. If you have a design flair, if you think you have what it takes to pass the spin seal of approval, then get doodling, friends.
Now, there's a bit of a time limit on this. One, because we really want to give away the hoodies, and two, because we need to sort out the crap from the good.
Yep. So we're going to run for, I think, three to four weeks.
Three to four weeks.
So if you're a designer, a graphic designer, an art student, or you feel like just doing it on Microsoft Paint, all ideas welcome. All the details are now at spin1038.com. How are you, boys? It's back, Brian! I'm so happy!
How are you, boys?
Pitbull and Christina. Feel this moment. So they are back.
the most sought-after prize we have ever given away on Spin. Bigger than One Direction tickets, bigger than Justin Bieber tickets, better than cinema passes, bigger than CDs. Oh yes, it's the Hell Yeah Boys Hoodies 2.0. You can upload your design right now on your spin at spin1038.com. Entries must be in by Wednesday, and the winning hoodie design will be given away exclusively on the Zoo Crew, only from the Most Music Station.
Ollie Murs, Army of Two, is at number 6 on the Zoo Crew Hot 30. You're with Brian and Dara at Spin 103.8 with Kellogg's Rice Krispie Squares. It's all lies. They're not even square.
It's time. The big reveal of...
How are you, boys?
2.0.
So, start of February, we launched a competition, gave you the chance to design the next How You Boys hoodie, How You Boys 2.0. We put up all the entries online, we narrowed it down to 5, and then it was a public vote for the last week. 5 of the best hoodies designed by our listeners on spin1038.com, completely public, and the polls closed today, and we have the overall winner, Brian. So, join us as we give birth to the next generation of How You Boys hoodies that we'll hopefully we'll have to give away next week or so.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Joanna, please?
This is Joanna.
Hello, good evening, Joanna. How are you doing?
Good, not too bad.
Are you expecting a telephone call tonight at all, Joanna, by any chance?
Yes. Who are you expecting, yes.
Who are you expecting a phone call from?
The guards.
Brian and Dara.
Oh, that's us.
That's us, Joanne. Joanne, hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Fantastic. And we're delighted to speak to you right now, Joanne. You entered the How You Boys 2.0 competition.
I did, yeah.
You filled out a form on the internet there to design the hoodie with some interests and things like that.
Okay.
Just some background details here on Joanne.
So a little bit of info on you, Joanna. Apparently you like loitering on street corners.
I do, love it.
You like building sandcastles in your neighbour's Japanese rock garden.
I do.
You like exploring volcanoes. Standard for someone from Dublin.
And
that was in the email, though. I didn't realise you guys were going to read us.
You like underwater caves. And you enjoy the odd game of charades.
I do.
Joanna, good news for everybody is Joanna's a Taurus and she's single.
So tell me, are you a graphic designer, are you an artist, or is it just a hobby, or what?
No, I'm a graphic designer.
Well, fantastic, Joanna, out of all the entries that we got in, or out of all the finalists, you are the overall winner of our Harry Boys 2.0 competition.
Yes! Joanna, thank you so much. Your design is absolutely brilliant. We like it. It's simple, plain, and you have won €500 for designing the hoodie. And we are going to get those printed next week, hopefully.
Yep.
Brilliant.
And we're going to start giving them away on the air for the rest of the year. How You Boys 2.0, Brian. It is up and running. Joanna, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Check out Joanna's design now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/spin1038.
How are you, boys?